The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Nun Beis. The Gemara on today's daf, at the end of the daf, has a Mishnah. The Mishnah says the different chatois, the different karbanos chatos that are brought. One of them is the Soir of Rosh Chodesh, the karban chatos that's brought on Rosh Chodesh. The Levush writes that the korban chatos of Rosh Chodesh, what's it mechaber for? He says it's mechaber for tinoikos that they shouldn't get a misa of askira. It brings a kapara to the world and protects that children shouldn't die from the misa of askira. Says the Matan Moshe that because of this we say in davening on Rosh Chodesh, Zman kapara lechol toldoisam. Rosh Chodesh is a time of kapara for all the toldos, for all the children. It's like what the Levush says, that it's a kapara for the toldos, for the children. Says the Levush, this is also the reason why we don't say the whole Halil on Rosh Chodesh. We skip around in the Halil Rosh Chodesh. We only say partial Halil on Rosh Chodesh. And the reason is because it's a little bit like a Yom Adin. Just like we know that we don't say Halil on Rosh Hashanah because it's a Yom Adin, Rosh Chodesh also says Man Kapara for the Tinoi because they shouldn't get askira, so that's why we don't say the full Halil. From here on, I would like to discuss why it is, how it is more, that we're able to say Halil the way we do. We say partial Halil, that's fine, because we don't want to say the whole Halil. But why do we divide up the Halil the way we do? We cut out certain parts of Halil, and we end up saying partial parakim of Halil. The problem is because the Gemara says in Masechta Brachos Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, Kol Parsha Shali Pasak Bo, Kol Parsha De Paska Moshe Abeinu Paskino, De Loi Paska Moshe Abeinu Loi Paskino. The Gemara says that if there's a Parsha that Moshe Abeinu split it up with a Pei or a Samach, in other words, a Parsha Psucha or a Parsha Stuma, then we're able to stop there. But if Moshe Abeinu did not stop there, we're not allowed to stop there. So, the question is, how could we stop and start where we do in Halil if these are not real ends of Pashiyus? In other words, really what we're doing is we come to the beginning. The parts that we skip are the beginning of a parasha. We're skipping the whole beginning and we're starting in the middle of a parasha. So how could we start in the middle of a parasha if the Gemara says that Kol Parasha, the Pascha, wherever Moshe Rabbeinu stopped, we're allowed to stop. Wherever Moshe Rabbeinu didn't stop, we're not allowed to stop. So there are a few possible ways how to answer, and that is that this whole sugya, that we're not allowed to stop in the middle of a parasha, is there's numerous limitations according to different opinions. In other words, the Lashon HaGemara is that if it's a parasha that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't stop, so we're not allowed to stop. So it sounds like it's something that Moshe Rabbeinu said. Moshe Rabbeinu only taught us Torah, Chamisha Chumshei Torah. The Nach comes from later, from the Nevi'im. So if perhaps on that, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, perhaps on that we don't have the rule called Parasha Lepaska Moshe Rabbeinu Lepaskino. If you would say that, then it would be miyoshev, it wouldn't be shver, how we're allowed to stop in the middle of a place, and halel of Rosh Chodesh. Another point is that the Gemara Masechta Brachos that I mentioned, on Brachos Daf Yud Beis, actually says that if it's a parsha, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't stop, then you're not allowed to stop. However, There's two other chazals that are very similar. The Gemara in Masechta Megillah Chav Dalet and in Tainis Chav Zayin, the Gemara has a very similar Gemara, but here it says called Psukei Dolei Paskei Moshe. The other Gemaras say that if it's a Pasuk, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't stop in the middle of the Pasuk, we're not allowed to stop in the middle of the Pasuk. So these other Gemaras are mashma, that it's only a problem of splitting up a Pasuk, but a parasha you're allowed to split up. So L'chayr at the steering Gemaras, is there a problem of splitting in middle of a parasha, or only splitting in middle of a Pasuk? So L'chayr at the steering, and the question is what to do with this steering. So if you say that for some reason we paskin only like the Gemaras in Megillah and Tainis, and it's only a problem to stop in the middle of a Pasuk, so then again, it wouldn't be a problem how we stop the way we stop in the middle of Hallel. So how do we paskin? So there's a going that says like this. The Bir Agro said, we know there's a halacha. If you walk into shul, and they're davening, and they're in the middle of saying Kriya Shema, you're obligated to say Kriya Shema with them. How much of Kriya Shema are you obligated to say with them? So according to the opinion of the Goyin, you're mechuyev to say the whole parsha. Why does the Goyin say you have to say the whole parsha? Says the Marsham in Das Torah. The reason is, because, kol parsha lili paska moisha lili paskinon. Any parasha that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't stop in the middle of, you're not allowed to stop in the middle of, and so therefore you can't just say the Pasuk Shema Yisrael, because then you're stopping in the middle of a parasha. So you see that the Das Torah, the Marsham, understood that according to the Goyin, we paskin like that Gemara in Brachis, that even a parasha you can't stop in the middle. However, the Mishnah Berurah understands that the Goyin is not saying like that. He understands the reason why you can't stop over there by just after you said the Pasuk Shema Yisrael is because you're obligated to say the whole three parashiyos. It's in order, the opinion of the Goyin is because it shouldn't look like you're avoiding to be mekabel o malchus shemayim, so that it should appear that you agree to what everyone else is doing, and that's why you have to say all the parashiyos. That's why the Goyin says you can't stop after the Pasuk Shema Yisrael. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, you don't see anything from the Goyin that we paskin like the Gemara and Brachas. Okay, so it's still a sophic. Do I paskin? Do I not paskin? You don't see it one way or the other according to the Mishnah Berurah. According to the Das Torah, you see that we do say like the Gemara and Brachas. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, you don't see that we say like the Gemara and Brachas. The Tiferes Tzvi says a Taretz that it's not a problem. Since we're not ending in middle of nowhere, we're just starting in middle of a parasha, it's only a problem of ending in middle of a parasha. It's not a problem of starting in middle of a parasha. The Arugas HaBaisim says an interesting thing. He said, we said that there's a stira between the Gemara and Masechta Brachas, against the Gemara Masechta Megillah and Tainis. The Gemara Masechta Brachas says you can't stop in the middle of a parasha. The Gemara Masechta Tainis and Megillah says you can't stop in the middle of a pasuk. So which one is it? So the Arugas HaBaisim says really the main halacha is that you're only not allowed to stop in the middle of a pasuk. Nor of us, but only we don't know 100% where the psukim really end. And since we don't really know where the psukim end, so out of doubt we say, don't end until you come to the end of a parasha. The end of the parasha is there, we're clear, there we know for sure that it's the end of a parasha. But the end of a pasuk, the way the psukim we have divided up in Chumash, we're not 100% sure. So to avoid the question of maybe that we're stopping in the middle of a pasuk, we say you should end at the end of a parasha. So he wants to really reconcile the Gemara in Brachas with the Gemara in Tainis and Megillah. And if you say like the way he says, you can say one step further. And you could say that, when do I say it's a problem of stopping in the middle of a parasha, that's only if you decide on your own where to stop. But let's say in Kriyas HaTorah, if you look, when we lay in on Shabbos, so it says, Sheni, Shlishi, we stop in different places in the Chumash of that parasha, and many times it's the middle of a parasha. It's not really the end of a parasha. So how could we stop in the middle of a parasha? Says Arugas HaBoisim, because these places that it's already a minig of Klal Yisrael, whoever was mesadet to stop by Sheni, Shlishi, Chamishi, whoever was mesadet the Chumash like that already knew that these places are ends of a pasuk, and therefore you're allowed to stop there even though it's the middle of a parasha. But if you're going to decide on your own where to stop, that's a problem. If you want to decide to stop for Sheni or for Shlishi at a different place, and it's not the end of a parasha, then you better be careful, because you don't know. Maybe it's really the middle of a pasuk. So like that pshat of the Arugas HaBoisim, you could say by Halil also, whoever set up Halil, that we should end Halil and start Halil, where we do, knew that where we're starting or ending is at the end of a pasuk. So until here, we ask the question, how could we stop, or actually start, by Halil, where we do? L'chayer, we're starting in the middle of a parsha. And we said numerous answers. We said, possibly, we don't pass like the Gemara and Brachas, that it applies to stopping in the middle of a parsha. Possibly, it doesn't apply to Ksuvim, Nivim and Ksuvim. Possibly, it's only a problem of ending in the middle of a parasha, but it's not a problem of starting in the middle of a parasha. And fourth of all, we said that the Arugas HaBoisim reconciles the Gemara in Brachis with the Gemaras in Megillah and Tainis by saying that really it's only out of worry that perhaps we're ending in the middle of a pasuk, and therefore there were early people that told us this is a good stopping place. So then they were obviously sure that we're ending at the end of a pasuk. We're starting by the beginning of a pasuk. Now on this topic, there's a very famous, there's many, many questions that poskim discuss based on this halacha that you're not allowed to stop in the middle of a parsha. And you're not allowed to start or stop in the middle of a pasuk. So there's many different places throughout davening or learning, Kriyas HaTorah, these type of things that we do stop or start in the middle of a pasuk. And the question is, why is it that we do it? For example, one very famous one is about Kiddush Friday night. Kiddush Friday night, the general minog is to start saying Kiddush from the words Yom HaShishi. Now really Yom HaShishi is the end of the pasuk before. Really, the pasuk before, Vayechulu, says, Vayara likim es kol asher osiv yinitoy mi'oy vayyoy vayyvoykir yoyim ha'shishi. So, l'chayra, it's a problem that people are starting in the middle of a pasuk. So much ink was spilled on this question. And there's many, many different answers. Well, some people do actually start from the Vayar L'Kimeskal Asher also. So if they do that, okay, so then they just avoid the whole problem. So, the Iyun Tefillah brings down from the Chassam Sofer that the Chassam Sofer says the people that start from the words of Yom HaShishi is because they want to make a connection of the name Hashem Havayah Kodesh. Yom HaShishi by Chulu HaShemayim is Rosh HaTevis Havayah Kodesh. So if you take the first letters of those first four words, you're going to get the name of Hashem. So they have a good reason why they're starting from Yom HaShishi. So why do they say Vayerev? Some people say Vayer Vayvoiker because they don't want to. Yom HaShishi has like no meaning, so they start with Vayer Vayvoiker Yom HaShishi because they want to have say words that make sense. So then just say the whole pasuk. Says the Chasam Soifer, but there's a reason why people don't say the whole pasuk. Chazal dashim from the pasuk, toiv me'oid ze amaves. The beginning of the pasuk says ve'ar likimas kal hashasav yini toiv me'oid. Since Chazal say it's a reference to death, and we don't want to mention death, so therefore we don't say the first part of the pasuk. So says the Chasam Soifer, since we have a good reason why we say the second half of the pasuk, and a good reason why we don't say the first half of the pasuk, so that's good enough for us to break the middle of the pasuk. So the Yisoid Yeshurun, he asks on the Chasam Soifer, just because you want to make a remez of the Shem Havaya Kodesh, that's going to make it be Yasher. That gives you a heter to divide the pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't stop him in a love. So it's a good cash on the Chasam Soifer. As I state in Chasam Soifer. Now, very interestingly, the Iyun Tfilo, he comes and he says, I have a raya that the minug was not like the Chasam Soifer. Chasam Soifer says, like, the way people fear zich, is they start with the words, Vayivoyker, and that's where they start Kiddush. Says the Iyun Tfilo, I have a raya that the minug, at least by many, was not like that. Because one of the zmiris that we say on Shabbos, in the Mizmir, the Zemer of Kol Mekadesh Avi, so we say the words, Tohim Yoshua V'Katshua B'Maimer Kol Asher Asa. We say, we talk about that we say Kiddush, the Zemer, the Zmiris that we say, talks about that we say Kiddush, and it says that we say Kiddush with saying the words Kol Asher Asa. Those words Kol Asher Asa are the beginning of the Pasuk of Ayar V'Avege Mashishi. That the author of that zemer obviously would say the whole pasuk. So says the Iyun Tefila, we see definitely there were some that had the minug of saying the whole pasuk. So the Yisai Yeshurun himself that we said a minute ago, he asks on the Chasam Soifer. He's not satisfied with the answer of the Chasam Soifer, and he himself says a different answer. He says that the Yushalmi Masech the Tainis says that this pasuk Vayer Vayvoyker is really a pasuk on its own. These words Vayer Vayvoyker Mashishi is really a pasuk on its own. Like we said before, we don't know 100% where the psukim start and end, and the way we have the psukim divided up in our Chumashim is not necessarily accurate according to the way Moshe Rabbeinu divided psukim. So the Yushalmi told us that this is the end of the pasuk, so that's why we're able to start over there. This is the beginning of a pasuk, this is a whole pasuk. So really, he's referring really to the pasuk Vayer Vayivoyker Vayayim Shlishi. No, you're able to use, borrow that pasuk, it's not really the same pasuk, not necessarily this pasuk, but he has a cheshbon that you're able to go ahead and use those words Vayer Vayivoyker as a pasuk. And then you just have those words Vayayim Shlishi, and then it's not a problem. The Chaim Palagi has many, many svarim. One of his svarim is called Chofetz HaChaim. Sounds very similar to the name that the Chofetz Chaim that Rabbi Shmuel Yisrael Meir Keating gave. But his sefer is called Chofetz HaChaim. He lived earlier, before the Chofetz Chaim. He wrote many svarim. He also happened to have written the sefer Ruach HaChaim and Nefesh HaChaim, I think. He has many svarim that other authors use that also have the same name. In any case, be that as it may, if Chaim Palagi says, he brings down the Sefer Pesach Advir, which many others say as well, that the only time it's usher to stop in the middle of a pasuk is only for learning. If you're davening, if you say a derech tefilo, so then you're allowed to stop in the middle of a pasuk. So the truth is that the Marsham in Shuvis, he asks a different question and he uses the same answer. He says, in davening Shabbos morning, we say, Mizmar Shir, V'yoy Mashvi Meshaber, V'oymer, Mizmar Shilei Mashabbos, Tohiv Dohidus L'Hashem. So we stop in the middle of that pasuk. We say, we quote, in the beginning of the Shabbos morning davening, right after Baruch Hu, we say, V'yoy Mashvi Meshaber, V'oymer, Mizmar Shilei Mashabbos, Tohiv Dohidus L'Hashem, and then we go on. So we said a half of a pasuk. We don't say the words, U'lizam Relishim Chayelion. So the Masham says this answer. He says that whenever it's derech shevach u'tfilo, you're allowed to stop in the middle of a pasuk. And the truth is that the earliest source, this could really be sourced back to the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham really seems to say like this in the Psicha, the Simen Reish Pei Beis, that whenever it's Derech Tfila and Tachanun, you're allowed to stop in the middle of a pasuk. And I'll end off with one more Teretz. The Sefer Kiddush Kilchasa, he brings down in the name of the Magen Giboyrim, that brings down a Kiddush in the name of the Sefer Yochanan Ubayaz, that if the pasuk, if there's an esnachta or a zakif katan in the pasuk, if the psukim have different trop, and some trops tell us that it's like an ending place. So he says a chiddush. What he says is that wherever the trop tells us that it's a little bit of an ending place, you're allowed to stop. Psukim lepaskim Aisha is referring, you can't stop in the middle of the half of the pasuk. You're allowed to divide psukim into parts the way Moshe Rabbeinu divided into parts, and you can learn how Moshe Rabbeinu divided it into parts from looking at the timing, from looking at the trop. And he says this would answer over here why people are able to start with Vayer, Vayvoyker. They end V'hinei Toiv Ma'oid, and there's an Asnachta there, and then they're able to say the rest of the Pasuk. So, according to this, there's many questions that are answered. There's a whole tshuva of the Rav Pa'olim, the Ben Ish Chai, and Chelik Aleph Simi Nud Aleph is a whole tshuva, and he asks about Kiddush by day. A very similar question by Kiddush by day. Many people start, Al Kein Be'ach Hashem. Same as Shabbos Vayikadosh Eyu. That's also middle of a pasuk. So the Rav Pa'olim says the answer is because there's an asnachta. Wherever there's an asnachta, a zokif katan, you're allowed to end or start by that word. And that shows an ending place. And if you look over there in the Tshuva of the Rav Pa'olim, he goes and he says, he answers many, many kashas with this mahalach. Now, kapanim, there's many, many different answers why the minig of Klal Yisrael is to start we're at Vayer Vayvoke Mashishi. And we could say Nimlav Nevim Bnei Nevim Minig Yisrael Torah, and certainly there's good source for the minhagim that Klal Yisrael fears it with saying Kiddush and davening the way we find Hamoin Tzibud Hamoin of Klal Yisrael, big portions of Klal Yisrael Firtzach had the custom of doing for many, many years. And Lav Nevi'im, Nei Nevi'im, Chazal say if they're not Nevi'im, then they're children of Nevi'im. There's certainly good reason. We found good sources, good answers why there is such minhagim of the way we say Kiddush and other things.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.